Hello, and welcome back to the Energy Bay podcast. I have to share this with you because this is actually now my fourth time recording this episode. I'm fairly new to podcasts, and I guess I didn't understand how to record. It's interesting because what I want to talk about is feeling blocked. And in some ways, even having to record this multiple times, I'm like, why am I keep on getting blocked on this? So I started this podcast and I had all these great ideas, and March and April were super busy for me with work to the point of like I was doing nothing but just working and sleeping. And I really wanted to record my second episode, but at a practical level, I just didn't have the time. But aside from that, I also didn't know what to write about. I sat down several times. I tried to write, and the words just were like not flowing. It just was like I kept on hitting this brick wall. And I would meditate. I pulled tarot cards on it. It was like, where did I really run out of material already? I've only recorded one episode. And one day I just thought, what if I just lean into being blocked? And what if I talk about that? So I feel like everyone in their life has felt being blocked in one way or another. There could be a job that you wanted and didn't get, a relationship that never got fully off the ground, a diet that never worked, a trip that you planned that never came to fruition. And these are all forms of blocks, whether it's on a physical level or a mental level. And I would love to meet the person who truly has never felt blocked. Without being sarcastic, the point of that is, I don't think there is. I think everyone on some level has experienced a block. The point of the block is to show you what you're made of and how you're going to choose to work through it, or as I call it, lean into it. Will you cling to it and, like this is the only way out of something, or this is the only way to get something? Or will you open palm, release it, and say, I'm willing to be open to something that is of my highest and my best intentions. And let me be clear, I think we all say, of course, I'm going to release it, but like, let's be honest for a second and talk about it. Like, we've all stayed in something that wasn't of our highest and our best because we feared the unknown. There's this amazing phrase, the devil I know is better than the devil I don't know. And it is so true on some levels. There is comfort in the known. There is comfort in that brick wall we've built up. But in that comfort, we also release the ability to expand and grow and to evolve into something bigger than we had ever imagined. And if you think about it, like, what if the thing you wanted would come to you with a bonus? Would you cling to that old thing and reject that potential bonus? I mean, we can all say, no. Why would I reject this, bonus that's going to come my way? But that's the tricky part. We all say we want the best, but it's hard. The best is not always an easy path. Sometimes you have to embrace your biggest fears, being alone, being jobless, being vulnerable, whatever those core fears are. But if you lean into the fear, that's where you really, really start to grow. When we take a look at our fear and we say, okay, fear, I see you. I see what you're made of, and I love you. And I'm going to acknowledge that fear, and I'm going to see how I can grow from that fear. For me, for example, I used to fear going to the movies alone. And I don't know what. Like, I don't know what I thought was going to happen. I don't know if I thought people would like point and laugh at me or, be like, oh, look at the sad girl all by herself. I don't know what I had concocted in my head, but I did, and I missed out on so much because of that. I missed out on going to movies I wanted to see because I'm like, well, I'll just wait and see it on Netflix, or I'll just wait till my partner's available, or I'll just wait till my girlfriends are free. And in doing that, I missed out on stuff. And then I was forced into a situation where I didn't know anyone in a city I was living in. I knew like one person, and I couldn't, always have their time. And one day I made a decision, like, I'm going to go to the movies by myself. And I picked, like, a girly movie. So even if I was caught and people were going to laugh at me, I could just defend it. But, like, oh, well, my partner didn't want to go see this girly movie. I didn't have a partner at the time, but I don't know. I just was like, I was prepared with what I was going to say if someone approached me about going to the movies alone. Obviously, no one did. It was something I had just concocted in my head because that fear, like, became so much bigger than the actual situation. I allowed that fear to really like own my life in that aspect. And the truth is, no one even noticed me. I missed out on so much because I allowed this fear to run my life. And I think where that leads us is to the card I want to talk about today, which is the Magician card. And if you're not familiar with it, definitely Google it. It's one of my favorite cards, and I'll probably say that about every card I talk about. But it is one of my favorite cards because it is the Magician, and it's not about illusion. That's the thing that when I give tarot readings, I always tell people, it's not about illusion. The Magician is about having everything you need. It's about, if you look at the card, he's pointing to heaven, he's pointing to earth, support on both ends. He's got the infinity symbol above his head, which is, a very spiritual, fulfilling symbol. And the table in front of him has all the suits in their own elements. So we have the pentacles, which represent money. We have the swords, which represent intellectual. We have the cups, which represent emotion, and we have the wands, which represent creativity, passion, fire. So, and if you're not very familiar with tarot, all the different elements or the different suits refer to also the different elements. So, earth, water, air, and fire. So tarot is really cool in that way that it does also relate back into astrology and the elements as well. So when I see this card, I get really excited because what it signifies to me is, whether it's for myself or another person I'm reading, it's like, you've got what you need. You're good. You're golden. Like, you just have to do the work, which isn't easy, but it's good because it means you're not missing something. You're not looking for that external thing to help complete the picture. Like, you have everything that you need to complete the task at hand. You've got the elements. You've got the support of heaven and earth. You are the magician. You are transforming with the tools you already have. So it is such a powerful card to get. And I'm actually tearing up a little bit talking about it because I think it's really motivational when somebody, especially, is in a dark place or a hard spot, to get that card and to see, like, it's a major card. So it's also confirmation from the spirit saying, hey, girl, you got this. Or guy, sorry. I'm a girl, so I just generally lean towards talking in my own gender. But when I see this card, it is confirmation to me that you have what you need and you're good to go. So, if we take that and apply it to being blocked, what does that tell us? When we're being blocked, we have the things we need inside of us to transform that block. We have what we need to tear down that proverbial brick wall we've put up. But I want to say this, two things. First of all, It is okay if it takes you weeks or years or months or however frickin' long it takes you to work through this. It's about being ready to embrace the unknown. It's about saying, I have everything I need and I'm okay jumping into the void. And I believe I will succeed. I believe that I will have what I need. And that if I don't, this is the key point, if I don't, it's because I'm being directed to something else that is better. I kid you not, every time in my life that I haven't gotten what I wanted or it hasn't gone how I wanted it to go, the universe has literally drawn me something better. And, you know, in jobs, it's like I didn't get the job that I wanted, but it's okay because, you know, a couple weeks later, a couple months later, I got a job that was even better. I got a job that fulfilled me more. I got a job that was more secure, or, you know, whatever the things that I needed at the time, that was what I got. In relationships, I've had guys that I dated that I, you know, of course I was sad and heartbroken when it ended, but through that all, then all of a sudden I've noticed I've leveled up. Every other relationship after that, I've leveled up. The next guy has been better. He's come with less problems or less things I need to work through. And I've taken the lesson from that person and moved on and learned from it. So it's about being able to embrace that unknown and saying, okay, I'm going to have this experience. It might not be the best experience. I might, you know, be sad. I might have emotions that come along with that experience, but I'm going to embrace it and believe that if this isn't, you know, the final destination on my journey, and I don't mean death, but like, let's just say like with a relationship, if this person isn't the person that I'm going to end up with for the rest of my life, what can I take and learn from it? And how am I going to grow? Because I literally have not reverted in any of my personal relationships to date someone who was where I dated 5 years ago, which is really cool when you think about it on a spiritual growth level, is that I am excelling every time I call it leveling up. I'm leveling up every time I'm with someone new, and that's really cool. And it also makes you understand like what you really want out of people in life. And every, you know, I've had this said to me before, every bad relationship you're in is not, you know, to experience bad relationships. It's just to show you what you don't want. It is to show you how I'm not going to settle. I'm not going to just do this thing because it's easy or because it's fulfilling in these certain ways. And I'm not going to settle. I'm not going to just say, yeah, I'm going to stay with this person because it's easy. I've done that. It's not really rewarding. It's not really fulfilling. I'm just choosing now that I'm on the spiritual path to kind of try and learn these lessons and level up. Now, that's not to say that on this journey, I have definitely stayed with people longer than I should have because I had some fear, or, you know, I remember what it's like to be single and it's like, oh, but that's also kind of crappy sometimes too. So that's me. That's what I need to work on. That's my own personal path of working through the fear of the unknown. And I feel like that's a pretty common theme for a lot of people, that, you know, we all kind of have this fear of the unknown. It's just like, how do you, where does it apply in your life? Is it with jobs? Is it with personal relationships? Is it with, you know, maybe you're in a job, but you want to learn a new skill that would take you on a different path, you know, whatever it might be. I would love to hear about, like, you know, what your own personal struggles are and like how you're working through them and trying to move through it all. So going back into that, when I was last year, I was working with a woman who said something to me that was really profound. She said, okay, I want you to be not attached to the outcome. And I'm like, what do you mean? how am I going to have a goal and not be attached to the outcome? She's like, well, what I mean is not being attached to how you get to the outcome. So if you think you want this one particular goal, and let's just use work for example, you think you want this job and you're very attached to getting that job. Well, what is it that you're hoping to get out of that job? Is it literally that specific job where you're like, I need to work for this company under this person and do this and this and this? Or is it, I just want, you know, a bigger title. I want the opportunity for expansion and growth. I want a bigger salary, you know, whatever it might be. That's really what the outcome is, not the details, not the nitty gritty. And so in learning to embrace the unknown and trusting the universe, it's about not getting mugged up in all of that nitty gritty details and just letting the universe figure out the details for you, but saying, this is what I would like overall. I want a better job. And it's sitting down and journaling about what those things are that you want. And you know, that applies to whatever you want to level up in your life on. Is really sitting down and writing down those details of what you want. And when I say details, I don't mean the specific ways it's going to come to you, because that's really not up to us. And I know that sounds hokey. I believe in manifesting what you want. I believe that you can obviously manifest bad situations. I believe in power of positive thought, all those things. But it's about sitting down and writing down what you're looking for. Like, what is the general feeling that you're looking for? If it's a new job, are you looking to feel like you're learning more? Are you looking for certain types of support from, you know, a senior person who's going to help develop your career? Those are details, but they're not the nitty-gritties, if that makes sense to you. And for example, I dated a guy a couple years ago, and I totally manifested him. I sat down one day and I wrote down all the things I wanted in a guy. Even something silly, like I was like, I want him to drive a truck. I don't know why at the time. That just was something that appealed to me. I want to say it was within 2 months, the next guy that I dated, which was this guy, and we were just talking. I'm like, I lived in a city where you didn't have to have a vehicle necessarily to get around. It was very, you know, walker friendly or transit friendly. And I just was like, oh, do you drive? Because I noticed that he lived outside of the city. He's like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, what do you have? He's like, a truck. I just bought it. You know, he had like this truck like within 2 months. And that's what I'm talking about, the details. The detail was definitely the truck, but I didn't write, oh, I want him to drive a Ford F-150 2018 with black leather interior and black outside. You know, I didn't write down those very, very, very specific nitty gritty details, but I wrote down the detail of I wanted him to drive a truck. So that's kind of, it was a cool affirmation for me from the universe of like, okay, I see you. You put down what you want. I'm going to give it to you. You know, for all I know, he could have driven a tiny little pickup truck that was from the 80s and, you know, not necessarily the truck I had envisioned. So it can work both ways, that you can, you know, put down a detail that the universe does give to you in a way that you're not expecting. And I think that is about what I kind of want to talk about. How do you lean into it all? How when you're feeling blocked, do you embrace it and move through it? Lean into it, as I say, instead of giving into it. And that's why this episode is a little rambly. I'm really sorry about that. But I was feeling blocked. So for me, the most important part was to just sit down and record this episode, even if it was rambly, even if it wasn't like this amazing content that I really was hoping to produce. It was about sitting down and leaning into my block and saying, you know what, I'm not going to let this block define me. I'm going to work through it. I'm going to publish this podcast, even if I have to record it 4 times because I didn't know how to record the other 3 times. I'm going to lean into it and not give into it. So I guess that's where I want to leave us off today. And I just want to, like, you know, talk about a couple more things of, I would really love to hear back, like, what are your tools when you're feeling like you're blocked? Like, how do you lean into it? And it's okay to give into it. It's completely okay. If you're, you know, want to take some time and, I don't know, do whatever you need to do to kind of self-soothe, 100% okay. I definitely did that this week. You know, I wrote what I wanted to write, what I wanted to speak about a couple days ago, and I decided today to record it. I could have recorded it 2 days ago when I wrote it, or, you know, whatever, but I was in a place of, like, I need to just self-soothe. I took a lot of baths, I worked out, I went to bed early, and that's okay. It's okay, even if you're going to lean into it, to give into it a little bit and say, I'm going to just do what I need to do. And when I feel the time is right, then I will do what I need to do to push through it all. Because that's one thing I think on your own spiritual journey that you'll start realizing. People will give you advice. People will tell you what you need to do, especially if you're asking about it. And a lot of the times, just because that's what they think you should do, doesn't mean it's the right time for you to do it. And that's hard. It's hard to, you know, on an outsider's perspective, it's hard to watch your friends go through things and situations that you wish they didn't have to go through. And, you know, you might ultimately know what the outcome is, but that's not your job or your place to get frustrated with them and, you know, tell them, well, if you would have left 10 months ago, it would have been better. You know, whatever. Like, you always complain about your job. What are you doing to make it different? You know, obviously that comes from a place of love. Like, you don't want to see your friends or your family hurting, but just because someone chooses to stay stagnant doesn't necessarily mean that they're not doing their own work. They're just working through it in their own way that they know possible. And that's okay. And it's also okay if you need to be like, look, I just need a break. Like, I know that you're working through things at your own pace, but I can't listen to you complain about your job anymore because it's bringing me down. And it's okay to put up those boundaries and just say, like, you know, let's touch base in 6 weeks and see where you're at. And because sometimes people need that time alone to go through whatever they're working through, and that's okay as well. So I am going to conclude this podcast, even though I said I was before. Please, you know, send me a message on Instagram or email me. I would love to hear, like, how you work through your own blocks and or blocks that you've experienced and, like, what the outcome was. You know, did you kind of open palm, release it to the universe and allow these things to show up for you? Did you kind of beat your head up against the wall? Like, I'm really curious as a community how we're all working through this, because I don't think as a human any of us are free from feeling blocked ever. So that will conclude our second episode of the Energy Babe podcast. And let me know if there's something specific you want to talk about next, or, you know, anything you want to just talk about, reach out to me and we'll connect. Thank you so much, and we'll talk again soon.